Jennifer Holland is in the studio with me tonight. She is a contributing writer for National Geographic, specializing in science and natural history, and she is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Unlikely Friendships. She has a new book out, and we're going to talk about it tonight. It is titled Unlikely Loves. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your book, Unlikely Loves, contains 40-plus stories, actually, about interspecies relationships that can only be described as loving. And there are wonderful photos to prove it, I should add. You begin the book with a quote from David Latimer, who is a master dog trainer. So start us off with that, if you would, please.
Sure. Animals other than humans love unconditionally. Put your spouse and your dog in the trunk of your car for 3 hours and see which one is happy to see you when you let them out. I couldn't resist including that.
And I just get a picture of a Labrador Retriever immediately jumping out and licking your face. I do want you to tell us about some of these relationships because they are remarkable, and yet there are so many of them. One wonders if this isn't in some ways a norm and whether we should take a cue from the animals. Certainly inspiring. So let's start with two that conjure up childhood stories. One is the fox and the hound, and one is the owl and the pussycat.
Yes.
And so what's the relationship with the fox and the hound?
Well, the fox was an orphaned animal that was brought into a home setting, bottle-fed. And this dog, it's a type of dog called a lurcher, and it's a hound mix, actually, that normally would, I think, chase a fox. That would be the normal relationship. But this is one of those cases in which the dog just really took to the fox and just kind of like in the story, they became really, really close friends. And it's just a remarkable bond that they shared. And the photographs in particular, I think, in this story are so heartwarming and so sweet that you really just see how they feel about each other in
yes.
the images.
And I think one of the things that's interesting in almost every case, you have a great disparity in size between the two animals that are having this love relationship. So one of them, in this case, the hound is probably four times the size of the fox.
Yeah, it does seem to be. I hadn't really thought about that, but they don't seem to mind the size, just like they don't seem to mind the species. So
no, and one obviously has the advantage in terms of overpowering the other. Mm-hmm. But so tell us about the owl and the pussycat.
Owl and the pussycat, and this is a fantastic story. I actually came across this on YouTube. I saw a video of this cat leaping into the air trying to catch this owl. And my first thought was, this looks pretty dangerous. This is not a good thing. But when I contacted the man who shot the video in Spain, I spoke with him about the animals, and it turned out that this was a game that they played. And they hang out together on tree limbs, and they walk around the grass together, and they play this crazy game where the owl swoops down just out of reach of the cat, and the cat literally leaps up off the ground and tries to touch it. And it's an amazing video, and the story was just as neat to me.
There's another story, and I want to focus on just one partner in this story because he is a bull and a very special kind of bull. But he, I think, was in the Guinness Book of Records because of the span of his horns and the diameter of them. So just physically tell us about Lurch.
Yeah, Lurch is a wonderful animal. When I saw a photograph of him, I was just so impressed because he really looks like he should tip over one way or the other. His horns are outrageous. I think they're something like 38 inches around, and the span was about 8 feet left to right. So you can imagine how awkward it must have been for him just to walk around. But this cow just, or this bull, I should say, befriended basically all of the animals in the woman's care who had this animal, to the point where there was, for example, a horse that was very ill, and the bull would protect the horse, would share food with the horse, was very careful around the horse not to injure it with the horns. There were animals that crossed species lines to be with the bull instead of their own type when they were giving birth. All kinds of things happened, and he was kind of a father figure to the whole menagerie.
At one point, they talk about a chicken that rode on the bull's back, on Lurch's back. So he is quite remarkable. I was so happy to see some loving stories about a much maligned animal, the pit bull. I have several in my life, and they're wonderful. So tell us about the pit bull and the duck.
Yeah, that's a fun one because you have a Peking duck, the type that people like to eat. But the woman that had this duck decided to keep it as a pet. and brought it home and introduced it to her two dogs, one of which was a pit bull, and became best buddies. And she walks the three of them on a leash. There's a wonderful photograph of that. And, you know, you don't really think of a duck as cuddling up with anything, really, except maybe other ducks. And yet this one will get right in bed with the dogs. And, you know, it just brings a smile to your face, and it just kind of makes you think a little bit about differences and how important are they and why can't we be a little bit more like this?
I would think this might change moment to moment, but do you have a story that is particularly near and dear to you? There, for instance, there are some animals in here that pair up that we think of as quite ferocious, lions, badgers,
right,
who get in relationships with each other. A rhinoceros and a warthog, my
right.
goodness, can mm-hmm. you imagine two more, shall we say, independent
right. Good way to
species.
Put that, yeah.
So is there a story that you particularly love?
I think one that I'm partial to is of the sperm whale and the dolphin, because it happened in the wild. And I love hearing about these stories that are so unexpected because somebody happened to catch this. The scientists were out there studying the whales and came upon this pod in which a dolphin that seemed to be deformed, had maybe a spinal injury or a spinal deformity, had joined up with the sperm whales. And we don't really know why. Maybe it had been cast out by the other dolphins. Mm-hmm. Maybe it had just not been able to keep up, something like that. But for whatever reason, it sought and found companionship with this other species. Normally, they live very different lives. They're at different depths in the ocean. They feed in different areas. And yet they were really sort of had taken on characteristics of one another. And it was clearly a very, very social and very positive relationship.
You sort of alluded to this, but sometimes these animals are in sanctuaries, obviously with multiple species. Sometimes they are in people's homes mm-hmm. or whatever. Their stories are really gathered from around the world. So tell us a bit about your research process.
It's logistically interesting to pull these together because as a science writer by trade, my tendency is to report. And sometimes I'll find a picture and it's a matter of, okay, I have to figure out who took this picture, who owns these animals, can I track this person down? Maybe they live in Poland, maybe they don't speak English. And it becomes kind of a fun challenge to try to get the person to respond and then to say, I'd love to include this story, let's talk about it, and to conduct interviews. So all of these were reported. I spoke in person with all of these people or by phone. And it's just a lot of fun, as I said, especially having that international component, because it shows that these aren't just happening in U.S. zoos or in some particular place. This is a universal phenomenon.
It's a very inspiring book. Thanks so much. Thanks for seeking them out and bringing them to us.
Thank you. Delightful
to talk with you. I've been talking with Jennifer Holland about her latest book. It's titled Unlikely Loves, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.